על הקוסו ואיקרו יין כבל בונו ויאמר אוספו ואגידו לכם איש אשר יקרו אסכם באחס היומים יקובצו ושימו וגוימר. The Torah tells us when Yankiv gathered all his kids and he wanted to tell them something. So it says that Yankiv called his kids and he told them, "Osfu, gather together. Vagid Elohim, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you by the end of days." That's what really, when you learn Poshet Kipshutoi, Achis Hayom, at the end of days. And then he said, "Ikovtsu Vishimu, I'm going to tell you some things." So the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, what does it mean, Vayikro Yaakov and everything? Omru Razal. And Rashi brings it down with three different versions of the Gemara. It changes three things of the Gemara as we're going to learn in Seif Ches, the Rashi. This Siche is not a Rashi Siche. It's a Bimazbot, the Chumash, and the Gemara. And by the end, the Rebbe is also trying to explain this Siche. And the Rebbe says himself that it's Bekitzio, because it's not a Rashi Siche. There's three Shinuim that Rashi makes in Gemara. The Rebbe is answering it beautiful, why Rashi did it. Okay, Bikish, so the Gemara says in Psochem, Bikish Yankev Legalus Lebon of Ketz Ayomin, when his Talkum Emen Shechina. Yankev wanted to tell his kids when there's going to be, when Moshiach is going to come, and the Shechina went away from him. Okay. So the Rebbe is asking a question, Vetzoch Lov, in Minolem, Shepirush HaKosum, Shebikish Yankev Legalus Lebon of Ketz Ayomin. How do we know that this posik means that Yankev wanted to tell him when Moshiach is going to come, and his Talkum Emen Shechina? Lechoire, פשוטו של מיקרו בהגיד הולכם הוא הברוכס ועניונים הכסובים להלום בפרשה. יאוספו בהגיד הולכם, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with you, with my kids. Who says that it has to do with that he wanted to tell them when Moshiach is going to come? It says, what's going to happen to you all the time? Very good. Yeah, good. Okay. So the Rebbe says, yes, מפורשים, שהרחוכה היא מהמילים, Ba'achisayom, you said very good, very good.
He was asking.
It's good to see that somebody, without looking further, he had the same thing what the Rebbe says. What the Meforshim are saying, he brings them from Gurariye and Sivsi Chachomim. Okay, yes, Meforshim, Sha'ichochei me'amilim ba'achisayomim, Shemuvonon u keitzayomin, Kedemotzinu betanach, Shalosh na'achisayomim pirusho keitzayomin. The Rebbe says we see in Chumash Dvorim, we see in Yeshaya, we see in Irmiye, we see that Achis Hayom means the end of days, Ketz Hayomin. So that's why, so they say this is the Echoche from the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Bikish Yankev Legalus is Haketz, because he told them, Eosvo, gather together, and I'm going to tell you, it's Asher Ikrosem Achis Hayomin, when Moshiach is going to come. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe has three questions on it, that he doesn't understand even with this, what they want to say. אבל קושי לא אמר כן, א', אין זו יכוח עם הספיקו. It's not a good enough ראיה that he wanted to tell him when Moshiach is going to come. Why? Because כיוון שאחס היום הם לא בכל מוקו עם פירושו קץ היומין. Not wherever it says אחס היום את מיז משיח. כמו בדברי בילום. מצינו לושן זו, he said, I'm going to tell you, אש אשר יקחו לעמכו באחס היומין. And Rashi says clearly, what does it mean באחס היומין? Medube Bedovit. So he's not talking about when the end of days when Moshiach is going to come. So the same thing is here also. Why do you bring me proof? Because it says, Agid Olechem Bachis Hayomim, he's going to tell him what's going to happen with the Shvotim. Not what's going to happen till the end of days when Moshiach is coming. Rebbe brings down in Aore 5, it's a Gishmak Aore, and we're going to learn Aore 5. Uma Shekosuv Shom, Al Melech HaMoshiach Oimer, Lechoire... In these things, what Bilom said, after that, he talks, Rashi says clearly that he talks about Moshiach. So I see, Be'achis Hayomim means Moshiach. So what did the Rebbe ask a question at? So the Rebbe says, Ma shekotzu shem ha-melech ha-moshiach ho-imer, lo yikoy al amcho, ki'im al edoim. What does it mean? It means, when he told them, es asher yasi o mazeh le'amcho be'achis hayomim, he's talking about Moyov, right? And then he's talking about not Alamcha, he's talking about Edoim. Edoim has nothing to do, he's not talking about Achis Hayomim, he's not talking about Moshiach. So the Rebbe says the question stays that we see that Achis Hayomim, when it says by Bilom, it doesn't mean the end of days, it means till David HaMelech. Base, Afilu, Ibn Mashikam, Achis Hayomim, Kavonosu, Liketz Hayomim, even if we're going to say that here, it doesn't mean that it means by the end of days. Mai Yarechocha, Shiyankiv, Bigesh, Ligalois, Zelebonov. What is forcing you to say that Yankee wanted to tell him when Moshiach is going to come? Maybe not. I'm lo idea mosai iye keitzayomim. Who is forcing you to say that he meant to say that when Moshiach is going to come? It is something that nobody knows, and we know all the years that people didn't know. Nobody knows about it. It can't be megale, something that you have in your heart that doesn't even come out to your mouth to say it even. The Rebbe says, I have a different pshat. Arev Shalom kipshutoi. Shigam milechatchile loibikeish leagid lohem, elos asher ikro, yera lohem, boish azman shebachis hayomim. It says clear. You have to take bachis hayomim. But then you have other words. It says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you, but I'm not going to tell you when. So, what are you telling me? From where is the Gemara taking that Be'achis Hayomim means that it means he's going to tell him when Moshiach is going to come. He wanted to be Megala Sakets. And we see that it can tell them a lot of things that it's going to happen. And as we're going to learn later in the Sikha, he even told them, Ad Kiyobo Ishiloi, even mentioned till Moshiach is going to come.
So, on Azman.
Right? He's telling him what's going to happen to you, but not when.
Yeah, on Azman.
Yes, he's not telling him when Moshiach is going to come. So, this is the second question that Rebbe asked, that where is the Yechochem of the Gemara? Gimel. Now it's a third thing. Rashi is bringing it on in Pshuto Shel Mikro. So Chloim Ashi calls him Muchach Gam B'Pshuto Shel Mikro. And this is why the Rebbe is making this Sif Ches to prove us in Pshuto Shel Mikro also where the child could learn that he wanted to give him the Keitz Ayomin and Nistal Koshchinim Emenu. Who is based? V'abiru Bazem, Kiv Nishom Alem.
Who lo Igea? So Shem Adam.
והביאו בו זה כיו שום עליהם יוספו והגידו לכם באחס היומי. ואחר כך, רואים הפעם שניו יקופצו ושימו. Very simple answer. It says two things. It says, יוספו והגידו לכם מסעשרי קרו אסכם באחס היומי. What did he say? Nothing. And then he says again, יקופצו ושימו. There's two times saying to come together. ומוכח שבשני יונים נפרודים מדבר. He's talking about two different things. וחלוקים עם זה מזה עד כדי כך, I see from this that Yankee wanted to say something and he told them, come, I'm going to tell you something. And then he lost it. And he said again, Ikovtsu, come, I'm going to tell you something else. So it's two separate things.
Okay, also you can't say that he could say that. It has to be something that he couldn't say again. If he's calling them over a second time, that means he couldn't say what he wanted in the first place. It can't be things that are going to happen because that he could say.
Right. This is in Pshuto Shel Mikro, yes. Yeah. Okay. אסיף בפנס ומיכול של כל אחד ואחד ומובן שם מרושי השניו יקובצו ושימו מכוונס לסומוך לו בפרשה ונסז יקובצו ושימו what did he going to tell him? He's going to tell him the brochus that we have in Chumish. אבל לא היה מרושי הראשון, there's nothing to do with the אוספו והגידו that it's canceled. He didn't say nothing. אוספו והגידו שהיא לפני פונוב. So I must say that והגידו goes on something that he couldn't say and יקובצו ושימו is connected to what he told him after the brochus. I will piece it so we understand where we're taking it, because there's something here that he said Eosfo and he didn't say nothing. But the Rebbe says, I will piece it, Lomo Sosama Kosovo Le Pirish Bar Yebotsoni La Agit, Velomo Lo Igit. Why is the Torah not telling me? The Torah is leaving us hanging. He doesn't tell us what he wanted to say. He just says that he has said Eosfo Vagido and he didn't say nothing. He then says, Ikovtsu, come together and I'm going to tell you something. אז אמרו רזל, from this רזל saying, ביקשיין כבלגלס לבונוב קיצה יומין, ולא הגילו מפני שנסתל גם ממנו שכינו. ולוחי, לא נכתב זה בתוירו. If he didn't say it, what should it say? It doesn't say nothing. ולפי חוזר ואומר להם, יקופצו באויב מאחר, לא יקה אוספו. We're going to see later also that he say אוספו in יקופצו is also a different lotion. That Yankee Movino wanted to say אוספו when you're going to be Eofzu is more rain of Avas Yisrael, more rain of Ardus, that this could bring, that he should be able to reveal the Geule, but he couldn't, it didn't help. Boiv Macher, the Rebbe says in the Sograim, in the parenthesis, Boiv Macher, Loike Eofzu Shub, Keachone Lishmei Advorman Emorim, Beashroas Hashchine, and he said, Veshimu Vegoimer. When he said Eofzu Vagido, it means that it's a special Achone from them, that he's going to say things that he needs the Shchine of that. And Eofzu Veshimu is a different thing. Omnom Adain Dorish Bir. So now we understand what the Gemara says.
Yeah, all right. Weiß nicht, was Sie sagen später. Aber ist immer, hat gewollt, er hat nicht gesagt, bis nachher das Schreiben geklappt.
Very good. A good, very point. This is the Musa, this is the, not Musa Raskel, but this is the Yoreba with the Seino. Yeah. You're going to come, always test the less say, very good. Why is it you're telling it to me? Take it out. Beautiful. Yes. No, very good. This is the all Eroe for us. Why the Torah is telling us? We're going to learn Oistes. Beautiful. Om nom. עדיין, אמנם עדיין דורשביו, כיף ללושן שבקוסוף זה משמעינו שרוצה לא ימלם דובו שבפויל לא יאומרוי, ולא נכתב בפרשה, אבל מניין ההוכחה שתוכנה של דובו זה, הוא גילוי דובו הסוסם בתכלס קץ היומית. Fine, I know that he wanted to say something and he didn't say it, right? Because he says, it doesn't say nothing, then it starts again, it doesn't make any sense. Why are you telling him twice to get together? So something he wanted to say it. But who is forcing you to say that he wanted to be revealing to them the kates, when Moshiach is going to come? Who is telling it to you? The Rebbe says, אפשר ורוצה לגלוס פרוטים נויסופים על אלו שגילו להם, במה שיקרו אויסום בזמן דאחס היומים, שמשום איזה סיבנים לנו גלויסם. Maybe he wanted to say more things about what's going to happen to the Eden by the end of the days, and not say when the Moshiach is going to come. Who is forcing you to say that we must say that this, איוספו והגידו לכם, he wanted to say that Moshiach, when Moshiach is coming, and it's talco שכינה. And the Rebbe is going to prove it beautiful from a Zoyar, And then, by the end, in Oistez, when he's going to go back to Rashi, he's going to say that Zohar is very good, but this is not Pshuto Shel Mikro, so we need him Pshuto Shel Mikro also. The Rebbe is going to show the three things that Rashi is Meshane from Gemorim Psochim, and this shows us why Rashi learns it from Pshuto Shel Mikro also. So we're going to have a limud, a deeper limud from the Zohar, and then we're going to go back to Pshuto Shel Mikro in Oistez.
What's the Yom Yom, the Zohar, today you're reading? What is the Zohar? The Zohar does something.
Yesterday, I think.
No, today.
Oh, today, yeah, I said it. It's,
the
Bendel, yeah. The Bendel. Okay. Anybody has it?
Right
here. Open it if you...
It says Meroimim.
Ah, Meroimim. Meroimim the Nefesh. Okay. Yeah. Tilim with Rang.
Yeah. Told her to handle, Zair is Meroimim the Nefesh, Magdash is Meroimim the Heart, until the Mitredin Vashti.
If you remind about Reren, so we'll do the story today about Reren after the Shir.
We did last week the Sichat Reren.
What?
Saif calls, so was it last week?
Oh, so should have done last week. Okay, so we're late with the week, but we're going to say it. A beautiful story and a beautiful Moshe Raskel. Okay. Ois Gimel, Ubiu Radovo. Ise Bezoyar, Umevua Bechsides, Beinyan Gimel Aleshoinois. And speaking, there is three ways of saying speaking in Loshon Kodesh. There is Dibur, there is Amire, and there is Agode. What's the difference between them? The difference between them, Dibur, when you say Dibur, it means the mouth is talking, Bepe. Amire means that it's Belev, it comes from the heart. And the Agode means, Milin de Chuchmese. That's what the Zohar says. And he's going to explain in the next paragraph, what does it mean, Milin de Chuchmese? So he said, Umechalukim Beinayim, what's the difference between those three? Dibur and Amire, Efsha Sheiu Rak Mechitzoinius HaNefesh. When I say Dibur and I say Amire, it could be from Chitzoinius HaNefesh. What means Chitzoinius HaNefesh? A Dibur Shehu Bepe, Efsha Sheidaber Beoifem, Shel Echot Bepe Vechot Belev. Somebody could tell you something, and in heart, he thinks differently. Echot Bepe, what he says in the mouth, is not thinking, is not believing in that. It's one in the, what he says is one thing, what he thinks is a second thing. אפילו אמירה בלב, אפשר שתהיה איפך פנימיוס הנפש, איפך אבמיתוס רצוני. Even when somebody says something בלב, he said something, he's not echot בפה ואיכות בלב. He says whatever he says he thinks, it's still coming not from פנימיוס of the person. It's איפך אבמיתוס רצוני. As the Rebbe is going to explain, bring proof from ההלוכה עם רמב״ם. כמבואה ברמב״ם, תם ההלוכה כויבי נויסי את שלמה רוי צעני, there's ההלוכה עם רמב״ם, that if Rabbonim Paskin that he has to give a get Chas V'Sholem, and he says he doesn't want to give a get, the aloche is as a get has to be done davke mirtzoy noy, and it's not davke, not only mirtzoy noy, but I did when I went to Shlichus in Russia, we did there about 12 gittin in 2 weeks. So they were waiting for years to do it. Sofer Shtkam Vitarov, and I went with Rabbi Rivkin all over Sholem, that he was the guy in Igud Rabbonim, his job was gittin, was a mumche. And also interesting to mention Shalom Rivkin, Beryl Rivkin's son, Shalom Rivkin from the chief rabbi of St. Louis. So he didn't know how to write the Gittin, and I'm talking about the times that it was still Russia. So we called New York and he wanted to ask somebody, Al Kaif, what are you writing? Which Nor? There is Noris, and there's two Noris, Dori Moskva and two Noris in Leningrad. So he didn't know what to write. As soon as he asked them, I'm in the middle of doing a Gittin, I don't know, the phone was cut off. Because somebody was always listening, what you're talking about. So then he called back a day later and he said that he's on vacation and he's dealing with the halachas. My job in Igud Rabbonim is Gittin, and I'm am Iren Maskas, I want to know, how do you write, how do you do it? Not that I'm writing Gittin. So we went through and they told him, find out how to do it. Anyway, so the aloha is, and what I wanted to mention also important, that when you write a get and you read the get, the guy has to say 3 or 4 or 5 times that he's not forced and he's not going to regret it. And if he's going to say later that he regrets it, it's a lie. And so many times you have to say that he wants it. What do we do if somebody doesn't want to give a get and the Rambam says, Koifi no isach yema roitzani? You give him, you smack him up and you tell him roitzani. It's not roitze. He's doing it because you're forcing him and he has no choice. Ki itzroi onsoi velochein roitzio misave laavere. Itzroi onsoi, that's why he doesn't want to give the get. Aval retzoinu yaamiti bepnimius nafshi shel kol echad vechad bepnei Yisroelu laasech kifi rotzno elyoi. He has a yitzirore, that's why he doesn't want to give. When you force him, when you koifi no isoi, then he comes to a point that he's doing it because this is emeser rotzen seine. Weil deze shikoyfin oisi mevatle no ines veretzoyna nasal deze. Through koyfin, you are nullifying this yetzerore. Memele, veoise ma shechovet bepnimi yisnafsho. And he's giving the get. Kenire bemuchesh. Shema shomar lifnei akfiye in roitze lo yoyo zechot bepevechot belev. The Rebbe wants to bring proof that even if he says something from his heart, he's not lying. I don't want to give a get. He really doesn't want to give. כי גם בליבו אלו רוצה לעשות, even not it is want to do. לא שאני ידוע, או אין רואה, ואלה יבחוימת. So when he says he doesn't want, he really means it. אלו שמיר הזו, בו מצד רצוי ניוס הלב, אבל בפנים יוס ליבו ירוי צלותו מתלס רצוי נסבוח. So we have that דיבו and אמירה, both of them could be not from עצם הנפש. שאין כן הגודל, וזו יר כל זה תראי מילין דחוכמס, שאיבו מפנים יוס הלב, וזהו מה שנאמר בזו יר, שהגודל אין מילין דחוכמס, וזו יר ונסץ מילין דחוכמס, means to say that it's coming from פנים יוס הלב, כי מילין דחוכמס אין יונום, פנים יוס וסוסים דוי רייסה, הן המאוירי רויסו מגלו, יש את הפנים יוס והסוסים של הנשומה. דוח פנים יוס התוירו, you are revealing the סוסים of the נשומה. So this is the Zohar calls it Milin de Chuchmese to show me that it shows on Sosim, on something that it's coming from Pnimi Yisalev. V'cheinu gam bein, so this is in general, now we're going to go back to the Eibishter. V'cheinu gam bein ha-Godesh la-Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even when it says ha-Godesh by the Eibishter, it's also the same pirush that it comes from Atzmus Ein Sof. Asher pirusha ha-Mshochas Pnimi Yus Oyer Ein Sof Begilui. When it says ha-Godesh, it means that it's coming from Pnimi Yus Oyer Ein Sof. K'mayim ha-Razal al ha-Godesh. Taki ha-gode mit ha-alef is meloshen ha-gode. The Gemara says, I don't think it's a Gemara, it's a Sifri, Parshas Eikev, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, K'mayim ha-Razal, Retzoyin chosh taki resmi shoma voyo ilom, lemoid ha-gode. If you visit the Kenan, the Meibashten, is obviously if you learn Gemara is chochmos ha-resoyin ish la-kodish boruchu, but from learning, shosh nogach saporo, you're not going to come to taki lemi shoma voyo ilom. Retzoyin chosh taki b'mi shoma is lemoid ha-gode. Why? שמתוך כך, את אומר, כרס הקודש ברוך הוא, ולרן הגודל, you come to recognize, you come to realize, and feel that there's a אייבישטור of the world. כי בהגודל, פנימי יש התוירו, מאירו מסגל, ומפנימי יש סוסים דקוד שבריחו. Because there, in the הגודל, is סוסים דוי רייסה, סוסים דוי רייסה is revealing, סוסים דקוד שבריחו. ובזה יובן, שבהגידו, now we have a new thing. והגידו means something special. ינקב says, יאוספו והגידו לכם, He didn't say also voim alochem. Something is hidden here what Yankiv meant. But they yuvin shebeagode shebeagido gufe merumes she Yankiv bikesh laagid. What do you mean laagid? To reveal something that it's sosim that it's hidden so many years and it's hidden till today. Legalus lebono v'inyan pnimi b'yosha what? Keitz ayomin. She inyono yu agilu shel tachlis asosim v'apnimi. The whole world was created for Moshiach. V'ruach halikim merachefes. You told me last time, who was it? The Balaturim? Who says it on play? Zeruch shel Moshiach. Who? No, it's Balaturim. It's a Balaturim on the place. Yeah, last time when we spoke about it, he reminded me. And it's Balaturim. So what is it? Gilu shel tachlis asosum v'apnimi. The ultimate goal of creation of the world was for Mashiach. Gilu, that's why it's so hard that Mashiach should come. So many years and so many trouble and so many things, but now it's coming now. Now he must come. So the world is shocked and turned over and everything. Balaturim? Ruach likim harachavas begematria, zu yirucho shel melech ha-mashiach. Yofi. Huh? Okay. Keitza yomin, shen yono yu ha-gilui shel tachlis ha-sosum v'apnimi. What is it? Gilui. What's going to be then? It's going to be gilum sosum de neshome, ve sosum de kutshibrichu. How's it going to happen? They saw some doyreise. So now, where the Gemara is taking it from, we understand. Now the Rebbe is going to do a beautiful pirush, and in the idea of what does it mean is talko shchina.
The beer is the beer from Zoya, or the Rebbe explained based on the Zoya.
No, the Rebbe explained based on the Zohar.
The Chiddush
of the Rebbe, that Vagido, in Zohar it says Vagido means very good. A good point. Vagido means milin, the Chuchma says Sosim. So the Rebbe is Mechadish here, that this is Vagido by Yankev means this. 14. Very good point, yes. Yeah. Okay. 14. But interesting, we'll see later that in this period that the Rebbe is going to say now, the Chiddush, what it means, Nistalko Shchine, Gewaltike Chiddush, the Rebbe says in Aura 17, Al derer ze pirush beteirut mimo ala posik. We'll see when we come to the hour, to this number, we're going to see what it means.
Hour
14, yes, I made a note to learn it, and I didn't see it. Hour 14. Well, Pizeh, Yom Tag, B'yoysa, Shepipirush Rashi, Kosovin, Zela, Tevois, Ve'agido Lochem. He should have said it, Anikovtsu. Anikovtsu, he should say, he said, Ve'agido Lochem, and he didn't say nothing, or whatever, so Nistalko Shchina Memenu. He says, Ve'agido Lochem, to say that it was Ve'agido. So it's a remez also in Rashi, that Ve'agido means this. You're exactly right. The Rebbe doesn't write it, but this is what it means. Yes, yes. Yeah.
What's
Leitlochem?
Vagido's
Vagido Lochem. Okay. Ve'aldayin tzoch lo'avim. Diuk loshen chazal ve'nistalkom v'neshchine. The Rebbe asks a beautiful question, and the answer is going to be beautiful. Aleihem chuvim baze olosei stam lomo le'gilo yanke v'skeitz ha'yomin. Right? The reason is that Nistalkom Meneshchine, so he couldn't reveal when Moshiach is going to come. Va'avele lichoyer leima, v'niskase ha'ketz mimenu. And the Rebbe brings down in hour 15, that in Bereshis Rabbe it says like this. It says niskaso. So why does it say, why does the Gemara say that Nistalkom Shchine mimenu? Or kayotze b'zeh, there's other words that he could have said. V'maya nesina stam sheboze shenistalkom ha'shchine. Why do you use the reason that Nistalkom ha'shchine? Gam tzorch lovin areyom alem teke v'miyad. This is a beautiful question. Areyom alem teke v'miyad kama v'kama in yon enevue are shishosol v'ashchine. You're telling me that the shchine Nistalkom v'menu shchine. He's telling him things that you must have shchine. That's Ruach HaKodesh.
The shchine of this Indian was taken away. No, I mean, what's the...
I think it's in a way to strengthen the first one.
No.
Yes.
In Chumash last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. No. I think it's move on. It's move on. If you're telling me that the Shechina went away, it went away. So it's not there. Okay. Okay. The Rebbe is answering it beautifully. Listen, Yankev Bikish Legalois Lebonov Ainus Ayodualois Aketz. He wanted to reveal to his kids something that he knew. He knew when Moshiach is going to come. Kilefi Roy Seinov, Shuroi Som Kefisha Omdu Boilomayu, as Yankev looked at his kids as he was in his world, Choshav Shemiruim, Achishi Bimatsav de Yosu, Achonem and Suyemes, Shigalulem Sakets. Yankev looked at his kids and he felt like he. And he felt that they are after a Yosfu, they're going to come together. He's going to be Roy to tell him when the Ketz is going to come. And the Rebbe says in Aore 16, "Umbemekolshkim zeshi Yankev choshav afilu benegal leEisav shekvar nizbarer." Maduch an Eisav itod that he was nizbarer. How much more so is it on his on Shvotim? And the Rebbe comes by the end. And the Rebbe says, "Lochein kvar efshal liyosha geule." Shlochein Omar, listen to this. Va'ili goimer shoyu v'chamoyer. And the Medrash says, "V'chamoyer ze melech haMoshiach." So it, So he thought that Esav is ready. How much more so he thought that his sons are ready. So what happened here? V'lochein omar, e'osvu ve'agido lochem. That's why now the emphasis on the loshon e'osvu. Why did he say e'osvu? Kashatisasvu ve'tisachdu. When you're going to do a pule from you. You're going to get connected and you're going to be in a way of achdus. V'agido v'agal lochem v'achisayom esach keitzayom. I'm going to tell you what happened when Moshiach is going to come. What happened? When Nistalko mimenu, mashu bo'isa shom mevakish legalis haketz lebonov, shchine. Hayecholes la'ashkim b'inyin ze, gilu haketz lemato, shezeu pirush leshchine, sheshechenes u'mislabeshes. What does it mean? It means that nachaz v'sholem, the shchine didn't go away from Yankev Avinu. What went away from him? It went away from him that to reveal to his kids, to bring down lemato, shchine meloshen shechenes betachtoidim, as the Alter Rebbe says, to bring down lemato to his kids, the revelation when Moshiach is going to come, went away from him. He couldn't say it. He couldn't say it. He knew it, and the Shechina was with them, but he couldn't say it. And the Rebbe is explaining it more kloima. What does it mean? Yain kevatzmo yishor solov shchinotso yizborach. V'oraye, he said things later on that the shchine was there. He had the gilo efeir in sof baruch hu. Gam la'achri kein, he didn't go away from him. Sharei yomar lehem divri nevue kenal, as we said before. V'gam ha'keitza atzmo yiloi niskatsim imenu. The Ketzer also didn't go away from him. And the Rebbe is here emphasizing again what we said in Aure 15, we have in Aure 19. Umud gezeal de yashinu miloshna medresh. The Medrash says, "Akeitz v'niskasa mimenu." And what does the Gemara say? No nistalko shchine. This idea, this capability, possibility of telling to the kids, this went away from him. He couldn't talk. He couldn't say it. But it's shchine stayed with them, and he knew then, even he knew that when Moshiach is going to come. Elo shenistalko shchine. What does it mean? In a gilui lemato shel prinas akeitz. Bezeh adik b'loshan Gemara nistalko mimenu shchine v'lo nista mimenu akeitz. He knew. The Medrash says that as a case with this but the Gemara doesn't say it. And what happens that Yankov will stay the same as he is? He had the Shchina with them, proof that he told them things that that's, you need the Shchina. And the other thing is that he, the case was still with them, but he couldn't give it out to the kids. Kirak Koyach, what went away from him? A Koyach le Hashkin, ule Amshir Gilu Akeitz lemato nistalik mimenu. Oy say, Aval became it Gishu Chazal bel Shoyim v'nistalko mimenu Shchina. אף שסילוק השכינה אומר הוא עניין שנגיע לכוייר רק להשוותים ואבל אלי מימר אלו שלו אוי ובונוב זה הכוין לכך אוי כיוצא בזה if you're telling me that the שכינה stayed with them as we learned now and the only thing that he couldn't be mashkine to the kids so just tell me ונסתלקו שכינה or the ונסתלקו שכינה don't say ממנו or use another word use שלו אוי ובונוב זה הכוין לכך רוצו לביקש ינקי וגלו זה סקץ ולא אוי ובונוב זה הכוין why is the Gemara emphasizing that נסתלקו ממנו שכינה So the Rebbe is saying a beautiful thing, that this idea that he couldn't be saying when the Ketz is going to be, brought a Yeride in Yankov also. Zeh guf v'sheim bonov ruim legilu ha-Ketz po'al Yeride gam b'Yankov. He thought that his kids are ready for it. And with the Osfu, they're for sure going to be ready. When he started saying it, he said it doesn't go, so it brought a Yeride in them also. Al derech shemotzinu b'moyshe Rabbeinu, shom alo ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe is going to bring here two or three things. Parallel Moshe Rabbeinu with Yankov. Number one, but Moshe Rabbeinu we see. Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu lech reid migdulosko. It's coming up. Yes, that Yankov and it's coming up. Lech reid migdulosko. Klum nosat lecho gdulo elo bishvil Yisroel. Mekivim sheim einom kedeboye. Hare zegoyerim yiride gam b'Moshe. Clear words. The Rebbe told them lech reid. That means reid migdulosko. Rashi says on this part. What do you mean, Reit Migdulosko? Klum Nusat Lecho Gdule El Bishvid Yisroel. If Yisroel did a Egel, so you are going down. Omnom, Oizvov, Omnon Al Pizei No Muvon. Kivin Shematzove Shil Yankov Toli B'Matzev Bonov. Beautiful question. If you're telling me that Yankov is Toli in the Matzev of the Kinder, like Moshe Rabbeinu is Toli in the Matzev of the Eden, why is Nistalko Memeno Davke then? Why did it have an effect on him only then? Why not before? אם כן, לא בוא נסתלקו ממנו שכינה, רק לאחי שביקד שלגלו יש הקץ. Only when he wants to be revealing the kids, then it goes away from him. הרי הוא במעצוב עם זה גם קודם לכם. מה שאין כן, בבני ישראל ומוישה. בבני ישראל ומוישה, they were the best. מתנתוי רתוק אבי די זועמה from the eight sadas and everything, and they were pure, and they were unbelievable. Came the eagle, then Moshe Rabbeinu went on. But by Yankov Avinu, there's nothing what happened with the kids now that they didn't happen a month ago, 2 months ago, 10 months ago. Why only now is Talcum and Shechina? Mashenke b'bnei Yisrael v'moyshe, v'im kem ilecha t'chil elo yisho tzor lisa shchos ha-shechina b'nu gale in yinze. Why did he get his Shechina and he was ready to go say it and he couldn't give it out? Why now? וגם בו זה אנו מועצים דוג במשה רבינו. The second thing that Yankov and Moshe are the same thing. ורדס מוישה מן האור. In one word what the Rebbe is going to say, that why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchos when he saw the eagle? Why didn't he break it as soon as the Rebbe gave it him and he came down from the mountain, break it right away? The Rebbe told him, you don't need a better source of news, that the Rebbe told them they made an eagle. So you know 1,000% made an eagle. Why is he breaking it then? Because when he sees it with his eyes, then he's getting connected with the Eden. When he's on the mountain, Arboim Yoim Lo Yochalti, Lo Yishosisi, he didn't eat, he didn't drink, he's not in this level to feel it. When he sees it then, Yankov Avinu also the same thing. When he's for himself, he doesn't feel it. When the kids come together and he's going to tell him something, he's going to reveal to them, when Moshiach is going to come, then he's in Stalko Shechina. Let's say inside. ורדס מוישה מן האור היו שני לוחות הארץ ביודוי, אבל כאשר קורא ולמחנה, וירץ או עגלו מכוי לויס, מיד כובדו על יודוב, וייחר רב מוישה וישלך מיודו, וסלוחס וישה ברויסו. So the Rebbe asks a question, and the Rebbe says, what is the Rebbe's question? What did Moshe? Nothing new came when he saw it. Asiya shegloi soterem shiorat Moshe mino. Moshe was still on the mountain. Veiseirem is even more. Moshe yodam mizeh biyoshe bor. He knew it already when he was on the mountain, not only when he came down. Hakadosh Baruch Hu underlined. Hakadosh Baruch Hu idioy. Shoso Elohim egel masecha vegoimer. I knew. The Rebbe says very interesting in the parenthesis. Shlo yolo was a shum sofik. Not that you hear from somebody and you think maybe you're right, maybe you're not right. The Rebbe himself tells them they made the egel. Velo mokov dal yodo vayich harav Moshe davke kishiro es ha egel mechoy lo. It's a beautiful question. Why davke then he broke the egel? He broke the luchas. Good.
I feel the shmi is full of Kodesh Baruch.
You're saying something good because the whole idea here of the sikh has to do with shmi and re'iyah. He said he kovtz v'shimu. Then it was only v'shimu. And we're going to come later and see.
I feel a Kodesh Baruch artim gizor v'shmi no shmi.
But the Rebbe tells him la reit b'gulosro. Should have break it right away. Should have break it right away. Yeah. Okay. So the Rebbe is giving a beautiful answer. V'ez bo boze. Kol lo isha azman shemoyshe rabbeinu ibal yosef bo'o. O yomufshit mikol onyonim delemato. He was in a different world. He was in a higher world. Yeah. It didn't have to do anything with him because he's in a different stage. Because when does it happen that Moshe Rabbeinu get affected from the Eden? When he sees it and he hears it and all these things that he saw. But Mashenke, when he was on the mountain, he didn't have anything to do to break it then. Well, there is now we could have parallel to Yankev. When didn't it done? But before Yankev is born of the question we is. Before he called them also shouldn't come the Shechina to him. No, you go him to Gilei HaKetz. Him calls the Shechina also over the Shechina, come back in the Gilei HaKetz. He did have the Shechina. Why? Ki b'yoyse mufshetos m'shaychus u'mimachshove b'matzovom. He was in his level. He was in his oilom. He lived in his oilom, Yankev. No, you go him to Poel Boy. It's not no effect on him. It could not have an effect on him. It's not negia. Aval kishe bikesh legalois es haketz lebonov. Yeah, the Gemara is emphasizing bikesh yankev legal es haketz. Why did it say again lebonov? I know I'm talking about bonov. Areze shaychus v'kesher lebonov. He's becoming now together with his bonim. He wants to bring him up to his level. He wants to go down to their level. So as soon as he sees this, lochem poel boy v'nistalkom mimenu shchine. Now it's understood why it says the word mimenu. Yes, so now we really understand everything according to the Zoya. We know that from Megiddo, we know that he wanted to be revealing him the gates. And Nistalkom and Shechina doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom that the Shechina went away from him, because we see that he said everything after that things Ad Ki Yavo Yishilo, and he told them Mamish Nevi'es. He told them things that you need the Shechina for it. So the Shechina didn't go away. What happened from him? When away from him, the idea of to be Shoichen, to bring down to his kids, the idea and the number of date or the actual date when Moshiach is going to come.
It's interesting. Davke by both, it says like Mace.
Davke by
Moshe and Yaakov, it says like Mace.
Yeah, well, you should.
You have
Yaakov.
No, I'm saying Davke is such a Yaakov.
It's coming up in a few words, coming up in next column. Second, the new paragraph in next column is coming up. He mentioned it before, Hananya. Okay, Oizaya. Please.
What's the link to Yaakov being telling of Katie on?
He's going to say
The Rebbe is a whole sicha. Monifshach. If he's going to tell him that he's going to come in Tovre in Tov Shem Peyalev, they're going to be disillusioned. If he's going to tell him that, okay, it's not for now, but it's a very good point. Very good point. Why? Yes. There's a sicha net. Yes. Chelik Chof. Okay, we'll look it up later. Okay. Oizaya. So everything is now understood. I think we're going to learn. We missed again. I make notes and I forget. Footnote 25. V'yishlo mashal derech zo benigea lech reit migdulosro shayiride migdulosro bepoyel shelochen kovdu yodov oiso achesh yorad minor. The Rebbe brings proof that when did it happen? It happened davke when it came down. V'yumta kalpize itur aloshen lech reit. Why did the Rebbe tell them lech? Reit? Reit minor. What is lech reit? After it's going to be leich, then it's going to be reit. After you're going to be done, you're going to be together with Eden, you're going to see it, then it's going to be kov du yodov, and then you're going to break it. Okay. Oy zay. Aval pikein. Now the so we said we answered already. Now we're going to come to question. What you asked. It's coming up right now. Beautiful. Aval pikein kiven shoyn de os vagid lochem nichtav betoyro. Move on. Sheze shorot ze yankev de galos haketz. Poal peulo se gam lemato vat shezeu toyro iro enitzchis. Toyro zeh da zoya says toyro is mloshno iro. Has to be in every sipur. The Gemara tells a mavudikum word, and whoever says that the Torah is not nitzris or something is nepchole shel Yosef, terrible things. If somebody says on one thing that it's not relevant and it's just a story, he's not saying that the Torah is not Torah. Said that it's stories. There are some stories. Bereshis is stories, history. What happened? No, everything is a roe nitzris. And I say always the same thing. It's just unbelievable. That we have 50 parshas about 50 parshas in the Torah. Yeah, 10% goes away in the Mishkan. That the Mishkan was about 365 and another 40 in the Midbar. 400 years was the Mishkan, and Trumot, Tzavek, Kisiso, Vayakel, Pkudei goes away on the Mishkan. So it's a till today in Mishkan Ikre Mikdosh, and each one we learned last week in the Sicha that each and everyone has a Mikdosh within himself in everything. I think last week in the Rebbe where they were saying it was each and everyone has his Mikdash. If he's going to reveal his Mikdash, the Rebbe is going to build the real Mikdash. It was last week. Okay, so the Rebbe says, because it says in the Torah, as Rebbe Yankev asked, why does it say, why does the Torah have to tell it to me? Start the Kovtzu and finish. So Rebbe says, Kilulei Zois, lo yisot Torah, misnito lekol bnei Yisroel, misaperes ki Yankev, bikesh legalos yisaket schulu. What does it have to say? Ubelavo chemuven ze, and without this, that it's Torah and it's Torah, we have another proof. If a tzaddik is asking something, it must be fulfilled. Where do we see it? Wait. Now the Rebbe is going to bring a third one up. Yankev and Moshe. Now the Rebbe is going to bring another proof from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yaakov. The Gam lo ze, a third time. Dugme Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the first time? First time is Lered, the second one is why he broke it Davke Lemato, and now it's a third thing. V'gam lo ze dugme Moshe Rabbeinu. Bichlal, Moshe v'yankev v'yonom echot, elo v'yankev milebar, u'moshe milegav. Moshe is mer a'inyan of milegav pnimius, and Yankev is more a'inyan of milebar of chetzoinis. And he said before also another Zoyar, that is a Shufre. Can Shufre the Odom? Okay, Odom. So it's nothing to do with Moshe. No, Shufre the Yankev and Shufre the Odom. Yes.
This is
a Zoyar. Yes. Okay. Yankev milibar and Moshe milegav. So what could we bring proof for Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay. When you get to Moshe Rabbeinu in his bio, Kaledei Tfilosoi, Voeschanon, Ebrono, Vehere, Eso Oretz, בגדי ליבויל בבני ישראל, אין אוריה בלויקוס. מוישה רבינו, אס דה רייבשטר, the Rebbe brought it down in the Sikhe also, so we could mention in the Sikhe that the Megal Amukhi says, where Eschanon is 515 numerical value. He asked 515 times, 515 different ways, he asked the Eibishter to go into Eretz Yisrael. What did he want? He needed the nice fruit of Eretz Yisrael, the Shiva Saminim. What did he want? He wanted to have...
Looks like it does say.
Yeah.
There is also.
Where is it? On the bottom? Where is it? It doesn't say. Okay.
Sir Hamuran.
What did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because they live well with Israel in your ear belikus. Everybody knows, we don't have to elaborate and we have to take long. As Rabbi Yankov mentioned before, the difference between Shmir and Rie. Shmir is something that you hear. Somebody could come and refute it and say it's not true. I was there and it's not true. Re'iye is becoming etzem with you. If you see something, it could tell you whatever you want in the world. And this is also the main thing in Aloha that ein eid nase dayan, because we have to look for ways how to make him not guilty. And if this eid, when he saw, he can be a dayan because he's already set his mind that this guy is something you see is with you. Just to mention, interesting, I always mention it, that we see a difference. That Re'iye is another thing. Shmir, you can't hear two people together. You don't hear both. If two people are talking, you don't hear both, right? And Re'iye, you're coming into a room and you see somebody goes outside and somebody says, is Yankel there? He closes his eyes and looks out. He says, yeah, I saw Yankel. In a split second, he saw everybody in the exit in him, all the people that are there. And from the other side, it's interesting that Re'iye, that at such a high level, you see Gashmi, and Shmir is more Ruchni. Very interesting, the paradox, I don't know what word to call it in English. That it's okay. Yeah, differences. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have an effect after Ba'atzmo lo nichnas la'oretz amshochas b'chinas ori b'vnei Yisrael b'derech makif. B'chinas ori b'pnimius lo yimshach bohem. It didn't. Okay. B'chinas ori b'pnimius lo yimshach bohem. There's a phrase also we say, when I see it, I'll believe it, right? So that's what Ri is. Kasim Shom, listen to this, beautiful. Ve'ato Yisroel, right after that, when the Rebbe said he's not going to go into Yisroel, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Shma el achukim. Shma. Shebepnimius tiye bohem prinas ashmiye. Aval b'makiv imshich b'Yisroel gam prinas oreye. Moshe Rabbeinu was mamshich in every Eid, that he also has the union of Reye. With your avoide, that you are doing, that you're trying, so it's not always, but there is always times, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, sometimes when you make a simcha, sometimes when you have a very great thing, you could feel and say, yes, I see Elikus b'muchash. I see that I have a Hebishter, and he's manning Yos Oilam, and he's doing me things, and he's manning me and the whole world. So the same thing as we say by Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Rebbe says we could say also by Yankev, al derze yishlo mashu gamke by Yankev, somuch listal kusoy, in our number 31, bichlolus pol ze, no, I'm sorry, number 30, kedugma sam shoche de Moshe, so yishlo somuch listal kusoy davke, if was mamshich indeed, the in of re'iye bebchinas makif, same thing as Yankev, before he passed away, it was mamshich in Diden. What did he mamshich in Diden? Al derze yishlo mashu gamke by Yankev, somuch listal kusoy, av she nistalko memenu shchine, שלוחי נאמר אחר כך יקוב צו ושימו בני ינקב, right? He said also the same lotion as מויש רבנו, שימו, אף על פיקן, בזה שאומר, הוספו והגידו, נוסן הכויר בבני ינקב ולבני מחרם עד אחס היומים, שיגיעו בעבדוסם לגילוי הקיץ בדרך מקיף, אבוי דסווי באופן של חירוס מאום הישראל ומייצר הורה. ינקב הובינו עד an effect in the Eden, that with avoid it, that the Eden is doing, he could live, as with Moshiach. He could live in Moshiach times. Obviously, not be Goli all the time, but if you think about it, and you try about it, and you serve the Ebishter as you need, you could reveal in you the ideas that should be Bepnimius, living with Moshiach. All right. So it's all understood. Now we understand why the Torah is telling us about it, because Yankov Avinu was mamshich, and a bakosho of a tzaddik is eino chozer es reikom. It's not being set back. It has to be fulfilled. So it was fulfilled that he brought it in, as Moshe Rabbeinu brought it in. Okay. Ois ches. Bepirush Rashi bepashoseinu. Bepirush Rashi bepashoseinu. Now we said we're going to come to Pirush Rashi in Pshuto Shel Mikro. Gimel Shinuyim Miloshan Shas. There's three changes from Shas as Rashi brought down this story that Bikesh Yankev Legalus Raketz when Nistal Kashchina Memenu. Aleph, Ish Mitevas Lebonov. It doesn't say Bikesh Yankev Legalus Lebonov. Beis Ish Mitevas Ayomin. It's just right. Bikesh Yankev Legalus Aketz. It doesn't say Ketz Ayomin. Moisif Gimel, a third thing. Moisif Veitril Oim Advorim Acherim. And in this we have two questions. Two questions on this shinui, on this word that it says ve'itchi. Ubezegam koshi alef, ma'iko mashmelon. What are you telling me? It says ikovtzu ve'shimu. Yeah? And what does it say right there? Ruvim proiri. So everybody sees what are you telling me? Itchi loima. It's something that we understand by ourselves. Beis, ma'yarichus ve'itchi loima. What does it say? It's ve'itchi loima. I should have said ve'oma. Or nothing. Because we see right away that he's saying. ועל כוח צורך לא אמר, אשר כל זה מוכח מדויק בפשוטה של מיקרו. ועל כוח צורך אמר, אשר כל זה מוכח מדויק בפשוטה של מיקרו, שיטס רשי בפירוש על התיאור. So now we're going to have in Russia also in פשוטה של מיקרו, to know where do we know that Yankev Bikesh Legalus is a Ketz, from these three שינויים that Russia is making in relation to the Gemara in Psochim. בקיצור, א', פירוש רשי בו על הטבעס והגידו לוחם, ובמילא אין מוקם לאחר ולמון. ולאנד הרדי בפור, אז רבי שר said that why is the והגידו לוחם? Oh, you said, okay. Why he said והגידו לוחם? So if he brings down on והגידו, because he wants to say the והגידו, and he says לוחם, what do you have to say? ביקי שיינקב לגל לסקץ לבונוב? והגידו לוחם, it says לוחם, means the kids. So Biki Shankov Legalus Legalus Aketz to whom? Lochem. So that's why Rashi changes it. He takes it off. Beis Achiluk de Ketz Hayomin ve Ketz Hayomin. Einu Negeakan. What does it mean? There is. If Rashi, what should Rashi say? Both or one? If he's going to say one, we're going to ask why he didn't say the other one. So the Rebbe says he takes it out completely. Why? The difference is Ketz Hayomim means. Ketz Hayomim means the end of days, the end of our days. Moshiach is going to come, it's going to be the end of Golus, the end of 2,000 years from the Churban Beis Hamikdash, you know, 4,000 years Golus Beklal, all four Golus in Mitzrayim, everything is going to be the end. Ketz Hayomim. Ketz Hayomim is a different touch. Ketz Hayomim means, Yomim is Chesed. We're talking about the days that are going to start after these days. We're talking an after. It says, Vayim Ketz Nosayim Yomim Uparo Yecholem, after 2 years of Yosef being in jail, yeah, after 2 extra years that he was, that's what he learned, is Paro Yecholem. The Alter Rebbe says in Torah, Vayim Ketz Nosayim Yomim, Vayim Ketz, it was the end of the 2 years, but at the start of Yosef's new era, that he became a Mishneh Lemelech, and he became Melech, he became everything in Mitzrayim. So Ketz Hayomim means the end of our days, the Churban days, and Ketz Hayomim means when it's going to come, the next days, when after Moshiach comes. So Rashi doesn't want to go in here, it's not Negeah here. What's Negeah here? Ain't any guy can vochen shosam haketz. It's enough. The ketz, he didn't tell him the ketz. Doesn't matter which one, the yamin or the yomin. Shafilu be medrash kan, meforish kan. The Rebbe says even the medrash calls it ketz. And he doesn't say ketz hayomin or ketz hayomim. Kol shkun pirush rashi pshuto shel mikro. He doesn't say it. Or the Rebbe says another svore. Or yesh lema, we could say differently. The ledas ha medrash ve rashi ketz hayomim ve ketz hayomin aynuach. It doesn't mean the end of days and the starting of the new days. Both of them mean the same thing. That the end of Golos and the Moshiach is going to come. Or it says Vayib in Ketz Nosayim Yomim Taich, that it's, what is it? Could be Ketz Hayomim, could be Ketz Hayomim. If this word that is both the same, so you don't need it.
You only say one if you want to exclude
others. Okay, our 33, if you have the patience to learn it, on the bottom, on the end of it, is answering this question. Very good question, why Rashi doesn't use it. Okay, you look at it there, and it has to do with, the Rebbe is also answering a Ktsas Iyun, Shabbat Yisofel, Pirush Rashi Tanil, Shom. There's a Rashi in parentheses there now, Yisofel, and the Rebbe is answering it through ear. Okay, but it's not negeir to us. Gimel. Ha'yichoche de bikesh Gimel. הרחוכה דביקש לגלויס הסקץ, כי והגידו מוירה על מילי דחוכמה שכנל סעיף גימל יס, all our answer words, as Yeshua mentioned before, that the Zohar says that it's מילי דחוכמה say, and the Rebbe takes this מילי דחוכמה say, and puts it down on הגידו, that Yanke wanted to say something very deep, something that it's סוסים, ומשיח is going to come. So the Rebbe says, אין לו מוקם על דרך הפשט. For a child, בחומש למיקרו, he's not going to understand it. ואם כן, so we're coming back to the question as before, ואם כן, קושי כנל, סוף סעיף בייס, How do I know that means that he wanted to reveal them when Moshiach is going to come? As we said before the question, he wanted just to tell him more things, what's going to happen. And we don't know what the reason, the Rebster didn't let him say it. Yeah, it says right after that he kovtsu. Ki achakach oyo, ve'itril oymer dvorim acherim. Dafar Rashi must say it, ve'itril oymer dvorim acherim. From this is proof that he wanted to be megale something, and he didn't megale it, talking about the Ketz Hayomim. Ha'echech shachakach oyso atchole, muvum bepshuto shel mikro, ad kedikach shen Rashi tzorch levorshe, shom ha'yankev mechodo, shikovtsu kenal siv beis. So from this that it says Agido, and then it says Ikovtsu, so bepshuto shel mikro, a child is going to understand that he wanted to say not something the same line what he wanted to say, but he wanted to say when the Gilu is going to come. Now come the Uroya, beautiful Uroya in our life.
Oistes. The Shaila of the Hitzalem and Dvar Macherim, Rabbi says, right, Pshad is that, no, that you should have figured that out on your own. The Pshad actually didn't even ask the question on that. He started to say, I'll tell you something. Then he said, actually, I want to tell you something. And then, right?
Exactly. Yes. Oistes. Vizui gamma yoreba vodesein ono. Yesnum koelu, achoish vokeshboine shiloilo, biridas adores voimrib. There's those kind of people that they calculate everything. I remember Bafabrengin, I heard it from the Rebbe myself. The Rebbe said, in Tovshin Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, the Rebbe said that somebody sent me in a sefer with gematrias of Mashiach coming, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aled, Lamed Dei, Lamed Vov, Lamed Zayin. The Rebbe Poshet Bor start laughing and he says, Moshiach is coming today. What are you giving me 5 years from now?
Yeah.
But today is different than then. Today we're living with Moshiach Mamish, as we said, that Yankee brought this into us, because there's a very well-known story, it's an interesting story, that Rabbi Chadakov would go in every night to the Rebbe. When the Rebbe was ready to go, he would bozem, he would come in and give the Rebbe a report. It took sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes half an hour, sometimes longer, would stand and give the Rebbe a report what happened today, and take koiros, what is next day, what do we do tomorrow? A report of the shluchim, report of the world, anything that Rabbi Chadakov was involved in that day. And he took things what to do tomorrow. And one time he came in and the Rebbe told him that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, you should send out a check to this guy, because he sent in a sefer. So Rabbi Chadakov says, he didn't ask for money. The Rebbe said, it's my Sara Oitzer, yes, he's not here, so I'm not scared of him by one for bringing. Remember that? He was in the hospital and the Rebbe started then the Mifza Kashres. The Rebbe said, I'm going to give 50% of Mifza Kashres. The Rebbe says, my Sara Oitzer is not here, so I could do it. Anyway, so... And the video, anybody saw the video when he comes from Rabbi Groner's office, he comes to take lekach or something, and the Rebbe gives a look, he sees them, the Rebbe goes into the room and shuts off the light. Yeah. It's interesting, you could see it. Yeah. Anyway, so the Rebbe told them, if Ayid sat down and he wrote a sefer about when Moshiach is going to come, and to believe in Moshiach, if Moshiach is coming, he probably needs some money. That's what we heard from him, yeah. This was then, but now we live with Moshiach. Yes. This door is fit for it. So the Rebbe says, "Well, we have the Eure from Yankev Ovino. Kaladeish Yankev Birkesh Legalis Lebonov Keitz Ayomin Nosan Koyach Lechol Bnei Israel Bechol Azmanim." He gave the Idna Koyach 100 years ago, 200 years ago, and for sure now that we're really Moshiach is coming now. V'ad laasiluk ve'elam ayesa gordon shebedoyreinu ze. He gave Koyach to believe and to wait for Moshiach. When kasher achoy shechukov lemuchupel asher gam achshav yesh neakoyach atmidi lifoil b'shayt chode b'rigel chode shiyuchlo legalus shaketz b'gula mitzvah shleima. Even now, when it's achoy shechukov lemuchupel and staki yiridas adoyres is now also we could have it. And the Rebbe is adding on that it's even more now than that. Where do we see that it's more than then? Obemes in ezesh etanim shein adoyr rovi v'chulu ze gufoy chochay ke achshav uzman gilu amoshiach. Because they're saying that it's not the time. That the generation is not roi adrabe. Why? K'mayim Arazal. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Shemashiach bo be'esach hadas. What does it mean be'esach hadas? That we're not going to think about Moshiach chas v'sholem. How could we even not think about Moshiach? There's a halacha that we have to think every day, believe that Moshiach is coming. Kasher nimtzoyim b'matzav koze. What means esach hadas? When we are in a situation, she'in hadas v'aseich la'golu roi shum mokom echto v'agule.
It's always esach hadas.
We see such a choshech, and we see choshech kof lemchubel, and we see that they're saying that this generation is not fit. So this is the greatest esach hadas. Arei esach hadas esim emuve kuli gula koivo. Maybe it means esach hadas that we're not going to think about Moshiach. The Rebbe says it can't be. Ki ein hakavon eshein lachshuv lechakos chas v'sholem al dvar ha-geule b'gdei she'ir esach hadas. Chas v'sholem. To say, I have esach hadas. I'm not going to think about Moshiach because esach hadas. It's a major foundation thing in Emune that Achakeloi b'chol yom shovei. I'm waiting every day that he's coming. So what does it mean Esach Hadas? Explain me, what does it mean Esach Hadas? Rav says, ki im hakavone asher mebli habet al ze. Not looking, without looking at what? Shadas v'aseichl agolui ein roi mokem lo ze. Seichl doesn't tell me that Moshiach is coming now. Adrabe. But still, my minimum will be taken for a mune, shelemailo mitam vedas. We are lemailo mitam vedas. Vezeo avoided sheles chadas, valde munezu, ben David bo, bekoriv mamish. Amen.